With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Iran and the United States are holding a second round of negotiations over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program.
The talks in Italy over Easter weekend will again hinge on conversations between President Trump's U.S. Mideast envoy, Steve Witkoff, and the Iranian foreign minister. Whether the two men can find common ground in high-stakes negotiations could mean success or failure in the talks. At risk is a possible American or Israeli military strike on Iran's nuclear sites, or the Iranians following through on their threats to pursue an atomic weapon. Ken Lorman, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, there's encouraging news about the people who were wounded in Thursday's campus shooting at Florida State University.
We, in total, received six patients. All six were in stable condition upon arrival. Three of them did go to the operating room.
Tallahassee Memorial Healthcare Trauma and General Surgeon Dr. Brett Howard says they are hopeful for the patient's prognosis.
We do feel that all will make a full recovery.
Two people were killed in the shooting. Police have the 20-year-old gunman in custody and are still trying to determine a motive. Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland is back from El Salvador, where he met with Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the man who was wrongly deported. Van Hollen said the case is about due process. But the White House contends the man is a member of the violent MS-13 gang. An overnight Supreme Court ruling has temporarily blocked the deportations of any Venezuelans held in northern Texas, and they're being held under the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. In a brief order, the High Court justices directed the Trump administration not to remove Venezuelans until further notice. This is SRN News. There's a new religious freedom law in Arkansas.
Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders has signed a bill that will allow Christian adoption and foster care agencies to place children only with heterosexual couples. In other states, the government won't do business with any agency that refuses to place kids with homosexuals, and Arkansas is taking a stand against that. Alliance Defending Freedom says Arkansas is to be commended, adding, quote, "Every child deserves a loving home that can provide them stability." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The State Department has issued an appeal for its employees to report instances of anti-Christian bias that may have occurred during the Biden administration. That includes formal or informal actions due to opposition to vaccines or personal pronoun choice. In a cable sent to all U.S. diplomatic missions, Secretary of State Rubio asked staffers to report any perceived discriminatory actions taken against Christians or employees advocating on their behalf. This is SRN News. This year, the East and West will unite to celebrate Easter together.
Eastern and Western churches will celebrate Easter together on the same day this year, while marking 1,700 years since the Council of Nicaea unified Christian doctrine. Pope Francis and Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew, the spiritual leaders of Orthodox Christian, are pushing for a permanent common Easter date, despite lingering mistrust between denominations. Efforts toward unity, backed by the World Council of Churches, aim to bridge divides. Some regions, like Greece and Finland, already celebrate Easter together, offering an example of cooperation. Ron Taylor reporting.
A U.S. district judge in California has ordered the Trump administration to provide probationary workers fired en masse a written statement saying they were not terminated for poor performance. The judge found that the OPM unlawfully ordered the firings under the pretense of poor performance. More details at SRNnews.com.